All right, we're going to get into the Word of God tonight, and I promise you I will not be before you long, but we're going to be looking at 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, and the scripture says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So I can rephrase that, and I can say, in everything, give God praise. So my subject tonight, or just for a thought tonight, I want to use praise God in the middle of it. Praise God in the middle of it. See, we don't have to wait till the battle is over. We can shout right now. So what is praise? Praise means to give thanks. It means to exalt, to glorify, to honor, to magnify, to revere, to worship the Lord God Almighty alone. For he alone is worthy to be praised. Now we look briefly at the Lord's Prayer. It begins, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." So what does hallow mean? It means to sanctify. It means that God's name is holy and it's set apart from any other name. It means God is in a class all by himself, y'all. Praise is about the character of God and the fact that God is perfect, God is pure, God is holy, and he's worthy of praise, glory, and honor. And know tonight that God's character does not change based on what we're going through. It's not changed by our circumstances. It's not changed by our problems. His character is not going to change by situations that we might find ourselves caught up in. Because the word lets us know God changes not. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he will be the same on tomorrow. And praise is not about how we feel, because it's not all the time that we might feel like praising God. David said, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul." Meaning, if I don't feel like praising you, my soul will bless your name, God. I command my soul to bless your name. Hallelujah. So we might not always feel like praising God all the time. You know, we just might not, you know, might not even feel like waving our hands. But if you got that praise on the inside, oh my God, you will see God begin to move in your life. So praise is not about how we feel. Again, God is he's a holy God. When you praise, you focus on who God is. He's a loving God. He's a faithful God. He's a righteous God. And he's a forgiving Father who not only looks beyond our faults, but he looks at our faults. And you know what? He still loves us in spite of ourselves. So going back to the text here, Paul is not teaching that we should thank God for everything that happens to us. But what he's saying, in everything, while you're in it, or while you're in the midst of it. And I was reading the footnote, and it went on to say that evil does not come from God. So we shouldn't thank God for the evil. But when evil does come, we can be thankful for God's presence and for the good that he will accomplish through the distress. You praise God because you know he's the one that's able to bring you out of what you're going through. See, because the fact is, as believers, we can't escape trials. You're going to either be in a trial, you're going to be coming out of a trial, or you're going to be getting ready to go into a trial. God never said that this Christian walk was going to be easy. But when these trials come, what you going to do? Are we going to look to heaven and say, God, it doesn't matter what my circumstances, it doesn't matter what the problem might be, it doesn't matter what my situation is, it doesn't matter, oh my God, what the enemy might bring. But I will bless your name at all times. I will praise your name. I will magnify your name. I will exalt your name. So I came to encourage somebody on tonight, and I need you to remember that in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of the test, in the midst of the trials, when it seems like everything around you is turning upside down, when it seems like Satan is throwing everything at you except the kitchen sink, and sometimes you feel like that's coming at you, I need you to remember that God is still in control. Learn how to praise God right there in the middle of your situation, in the middle of your problem. When the bills are due and you don't even know where the money might come from, you learn to praise God in the middle of it. Devil can't do nothing to you except God allow it. So you might ask, why would God allow me to go through some of the stuff that I'm going through right now? I mean, sometimes it seems like before we can get out of one thing, here's something else coming at us. But sometimes God just wants to see what kind of stuff we made out of. He wants to grow us. He wants us to be solely dependent on him. Heart, mind, soul, body, spirit. He wants us to look to him and not to our problems. I remember a long time ago when I was getting this little message together, and my mind just kind of went back a long time ago, and I was going through something, and I'm getting ready to cry, y'all. It didn't seem like the situation would ever get better. And I remember talking to Pastor, and to this day, I will never forget his response. This man looked at me, and I had told him what I was going through, and he looked at me, and he said, "Good. God is making you." And I was like, what in the world? You know, thinking to myself, is this all you got? But, you know, and I look back now, I think I probably was in my 30s back then, and I had just given my life to Christ, and I was a new babe in the Lord. And so back then, I can't honestly say that I understood what he was saying, but did I turn my back on God? No. Instead, I began to study the Word of God for myself. So you got to study your own self to show yourself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I began to study the Word of God for myself and learn what God had to say about my situations. Saints of God, I don't care what you're going through, there's something in this Bible that relates. There's a scripture that you can turn to. I mean, if you look behind the book of Psalms, for those of you that have study Bibles, it's just reference after reference after reference, situation after situation after situation with scriptures that you can turn to that point directly to what you're going through. And as I got older, now I can see that all of those tests and all of those trials, God, he worked them out for my good. And what they were opportunities that God allowed. They were tests that God allowed. They were trials that God allowed to build me up in him. So, Pastor, if you on this line tonight, let me say thank you. I think even to this day, those words still haunt me. But now I have a better understanding of what those words mean. So I was looking at, y'all excuse me, the Word of God is just awesome. I was looking at 2 Chronicles 20, where, and I'm going to be paraphrasing, oh gosh, and it says that the sons of Moab and the sons of Ammon, they came to invade the nation of Judah and make war against Jehoshaphat. And when Jehoshaphat received word that a great multitude was coming up against him, the Bible says Jehoshaphat feared. And in that fear, he turned his attention to seek the Lord. Or he put his focus and his mind on Jesus. And he cried out to God saying, "We are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us, nor do we know what to do." But look what he said. He said, "But our eyes are on you." David said, Psalm 121, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. All of my help. Ain't said some of it. Didn't say, you know, you're going to help me with this situation and not with that one. But the Bible says all of my help comes from the Lord. So look what Jehoshaphat did. He appointed singers. And they went out before the army and they began to sing to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness endures forever. And they just kept repeating the same thing over and over and over and over. And God, let me just find this. I need to read this to you. Oh, gosh. Verse 17, God says, you need not fight in this battle, but station yourself. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. So what are you saying? The battle doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. And if you will put your trust in him, if you will learn how to praise God in the middle of what you're going through, and the Bible says God inhabits those praises. He inhabits the praises of his people. And when those praises begin to go up before God, those praises begin to get God excited, and those praises begin to move God, and God begins to act in your behalf. And I say it again, you don't need to wait till the battle is over. You can shout right now. You just need to learn how to praise God in the middle of your circumstance, in the middle of your situation, in everything. Give thanks, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, we take that same energy that we exert mumbling, grumbling, and complaining, and we turn all that energy over into praise. Do you not know what a difference? Oh, my God. Do you not know what a difference that praise will begin to make in your life? Songwriter said, hallelujah, anyhow. And that's the place sometimes we just got to get to. Don't matter what the enemy brings. Hallelujah, anyhow. I remember Digging Earl, he used to always say that. When he had health issues, when this came up on him and this came against him, and he used to always say, hallelujah, anyhow. I will praise God. I will praise the one that's able to bring me out, the one that's able to deliver me, the one that's able to bring victory into my life. I will praise God right there in the middle of it. And then he said, rejoice always. That's what Paul said, rejoice always. And again, don't just stop. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. You ain't got no joy, then you're not going to have strength to go through these adversities that life's going to bring. And those adversities will come because we live in a fallen world. We can't get around it. And all we got to rely on is Jesus. He's the one we need to put our trust in. We need to lean on him. We need to depend on him. We need to count on him. And he's the one that's going to set us free. He's the one that's going to deliver us. God said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm going to always be with you. So when you're in the midst of your storm, when you're in the midst of your circumstances, when you're in the midst of your whatever the problem is, you're not in it by yourself. Oh, my God. You're not in this thing by yourself. You don't have to fight all by yourself. I was reading Jehoshaphat's army consisted of 1,600,000 people, I believe. And with all of those, that's a massive army of people. But even with all of those people, that magnitude, that number of people in his army, Jehoshaphat still knew, I ain't going to make it without the Lord. Without him to protect us, we won't make it. And you look at Paul and Silas who were thrown in jail. They didn't sit around mumbling and grumbling and complaining. But the Bible says at midnight, and your midnight could be any time of day. It ain't got to be 12 o'clock at night. It could be any time of day when you might be going through something. The Bible says, Paul and Silas, at midnight, they begin to pray and sing praises unto their God. Why? Because they knew, even in the midst of they weren't just in jail, they were in the inner prison. They were in a dark dungeon. But they knew who was able to bring them out. They knew the one to call on to deliver them. And then the Bible says an earthquake came and the jailhouse began to rock. And even though that granted them their freedom, they didn't leave. They stayed right there. Because somebody began to see that light. Somebody began to see God moving in the midst of praise. And in the process, somebody gave their life to the Lord. So all I'm saying to you tonight, again, I don't care what you're going through. In everything. In every situation. In every circumstance. I ain't saying thank God for the circumstance or the situation itself. But you can rebuke the hand of the enemy over your life in the name of Jesus. And you can claim victory. And you can walk in the newness of life. You can walk in the abundant life that Jesus gave us. But you got to learn how to praise God while you're yet going through. You got to learn how to give God praise. And know that that praise is going to move God to act in your behalf. You got to know that God is working things out together for the good. See, Jehoshaphat, they couldn't see what God was already doing. He caused their enemies to turn on themselves and begin to take their own selves out. And all they were doing was singing praises unto the Lord. For God is good. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. I just pray somebody is being blessed by the word of God. I know I am. I know that I am. And if we could just get to that place in God, that no matter what the devil might bring our way, God is bigger than our problems. God is bigger than your circumstance. God is bigger than your situation. And you know, we want to keep God in this little box sometimes. God is too big. We serve a great big God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in us. And we need to do what David said. Lift our eyes to the hills. From whence cometh your help? Psalms 46 said, He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is a very present help in the times of trouble. Saints, learn how to praise God in the middle of what you're going through. And don't wait till the battle is over. But I encourage somebody tonight. You can shout right now. You can give God praise right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he is a good God. And he is concerned about you. And he loves you. And he's able to bring you out of whatever you're going through. Song said there is a blessing on the other side of through, but you got to go through first. Sometimes you just got to go through some things. But there is a blessing that waits for you, but it's on the other side. And I just encourage you on tonight to continue or to begin, learn how to praise God in the middle of it. And again, I pray y'all been blessed by the word of God, and we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. And we just going to believe God to work miracles. He still work miracle, y'all. He's still working miracles. He's the same God. And we just going to trust him. We know what our needs are. You know what you need from God. But the Bible says, be careful for nothing. Meaning, don't worry about it. But with prayer and supplication, make your request known unto the Lord. And that's all we got to do. And then you'll have the peace of God. So we're just going to look to the Lord, and we're going to go into prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight, God. We so honor the presence of your Lord God in our lives. We thank you so much, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God, for your love and for your unmerited favor over our lives. We thank you for the mercies of your God that are renewed every morning. We thank you for the angels of the Lord that you encamp round about us to keep us in all of our ways. We thank you tonight, God, that there is nobody like you. There is nobody, God, that can do the things, God, that you do. Nobody, God, that will ever love us the way that you do, God. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for an unconditional love. My God, your love to the extreme, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we thank you tonight, God, for loving us, for caring for us, for providing for us, for meeting our needs tonight, God. We thank you in everything. My God, we give thanks unto you, for it is the will of your God concerning us in Christ Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you, my God, for just how you've just answered our prayers. And thank you, Father, for how you brought our pastor through surgery. And we just thank you for your keeping power. We thank you, God, how you kept him. And God, I remember my prayer, God, and even under anesthesia, my God, let him keep his mind stayed on you. And we just thank you tonight, God. And we thank you for healing from the inside out, God. We thank you as you take him, God, through his recovery period, knowing, God, that you will raise him up. My God, that he will be once again feeding your sheep, watchmen on the wall. We thank you so much, God. Thank you, God, for as you encourage his family tonight, as you continue to strengthen Lady B tonight, God, as she cares for her husband, and God, as you begin to heal her body, as you complete what you've already begun, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God, that she's able to care for her husband, to be that helpmeet, God, that you ordained her to be. My God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Knowing, God, there is nothing too hard for you. We pray for Malik tonight, God. I pray for his parents. My God, as we trust you, my God, to work a miracle. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Again, God, this ain't too hard for you. But we put him in your hands, God. You said, suffer the little one to come unto you and bid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And we come against tonight. We come against seizure disorders. We come against it tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you now, God, that that young man will grow up and lead a normal lifestyle. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God, as you continue to encourage his parents, as you continue to strengthen them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to do, God, what they need to do, Lord, to care for that little one. Oh, my God, to take care of your child in the name of Jesus. We pray for all of those, God, tonight that's on the sick list. And, my God, every week it seems to get longer and longer and longer. Oh, my God, but you're still able. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray for my aunt tonight, God, that you would touch her body. God, that you would remove every ache and every pain. Oh, my God, we thank you tonight, God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Oh, my God, that you would just lay your nails, God, hand. Oh, my God, and bring complete healing in the name of Jesus. Let her be free, God, of the pain and the agony. Let her be free, God, of the discomfort. Oh, my God, touch right now, Lord. Encourage our heart, God. You said what things soever we desire when we pray to believe that we receive them. And my God, you said that we would have it. And we speak healing tonight. We claim healing tonight, God, for your people. Every person on this line, God, whatever they're going through, whether it's a medical issue, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's diabetes or whatever the problem might be, God, whether it's a financial problem, we speak healing tonight, God, over the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Bertha tonight. We pray for Renata and Marnice and Cleo, God, all of those that are going through, God. We pray for Gaynell, asking you tonight, God, that you would just strengthen bodies, Lord, all over the land, God. In the name of Jesus, don't just stop here. Oh, my God, all over the world, God, strengthen and encourage tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Those families, God, over in Texas that had to lay to rest, God, children, babies, encourage tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Move mightily all over this land, in the White House, in the Senate, in the Congress. People that are in positions to make decisions, my God, govern the lives of your people. My God, my prayer tonight is that they seek you for wisdom to know how to lead your people. That was Solomon's prayer, God. And I pray that the leaders, God, of our country and our nation would seek you for wisdom, God, to know how to lead your people. Have mercy tonight, oh my God. Meet every need tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in the lives of each and every person on this line. Remember our church mother tonight, God. Remember our church father tonight, God. Remember, God, those that are there to be a help to them, their families, their spouses, that are there to be a help to them, my God. Those that are shut in their home. Oh, my God, asking you to meet needs on tonight. Hallelujah, my God, asking you to overshadow tonight, God, with your love and with compassion. Let them feel your presence, God. Let them know the peace of you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you, God, as you remember the Randolph and Brown family, God, as they prepare, God, to lay to rest their loved one. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, again, God, encourage their hearts tonight. Hallelujah, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus, comfort them. Oh, my God, it's only God you can do. For the Bible declares that you are the God of all comfort. Comfort tonight, God. Strengthen tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Remember, God, our church family and our ministers, our ushers, God, our trustees, every member, God, on the official board, our praise team member. In the name of Jesus, thank you tonight, God, for teaching us your word. Thank you tonight, God, hallelujah, for you've given us a pastor, God, that loves you and loves your people. Thank you tonight, God. Every church, sweep over our communities, every pastor, every teacher, every evangelist. Oh, my God, we're living in a time now when we need the word of your God now more than ever before. Have your way, God, in our lives. Oh, my God, that we would ever, God, stand boldly before you and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, that our lives, God, would ever go forth and be a light that shines bright in this dark world that we're living in right now, that somebody, oh my God, would see our good work and come to glorify you, our Father, who art in heaven, that somebody would come, God, to sanctify the name of your Lord, to hallow the name of your God, to reverence the name of you, Lord, to love you, my God, for who you are, for your great God and your mighty. And we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you, God, for this Dream Team prayer line. We thank you, God, because it's another avenue. It's another resource, God, that you've given, that the people of God can come together and be blessed. Oh, my God, we talked about Jehoshaphat on tonight and his massive army. And, God, all you told us we had to do was two or three touching and agreeing in the spirit. And you said you would be in the midst, oh, my God, to meet the need and to bless that needed one. We don't need a whole massive army. Hallelujah, my God. And I believe we've got more than two or three on this line. Hallelujah, my God. That can open up our mouths and give you praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. Can somebody praise God on tonight? Hallelujah, yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Nobody like you, God.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so amazing. Hallelujah. You're such an amazing God. You're a wonder, God, down in my soul tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
you. Thank you tonight. Thank you, God, for being the Lord our shepherd.
Thank you for being,
oh my God, the name of your God alone is that strong power.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're yet to do, God, in the lives of the people, for them that trust you. Your word says a good man obtains the favor of you, God. Thank you, God, for your favor tonight. Hallelujah, because we know you, God, to be the only one able to bring
us. Thank you, Lord.
You know, with your healing power. Thank you, God.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Minister. Hallelujah. My God, we love you tonight, Lord. We love you tonight, God. With all of our hearts, with all of our souls, and all of our strength, and our minds, we love you tonight.
Thank you, God. We can't make it without you, God.
Thank you. I don't know about y'all, but I need the Lord.
Yes.
Woo! I don't know about y'all, but I need the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank all of you for coming on tonight and taking the time out of your schedules. And I pray that you were blessed by the word of God, that you got something out of the word of God on tonight that's going to get you through another day. And I just, you know, just continue to praise God. Just continue to give God glory, because he is worthy of all of our praise. And on that note, I'm going to say good night.
Good night.
Keep looking to the hills from whence cometh your help, and know that your help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Good night.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.